Yes, friends, I am aware that that was a fairly long track, longer than we usually have, but it was too good to fade. It was James Last and his wonderful orchestration of the song Come Back to Erin. There's an old saying here in Ireland, if you feel like singing, do sing an Irish song. And if you feel like singing an Irish song, sing a song from Donegal. Here are the Shannon Side Singers telling us all about the Rose of Aran Mhor.
My thoughts today, though I'm far away, dwell on Chicago's shore. The salt sea air and the call is fair and lovely green before. There's a calling there beyond from where I cherish evermore.
Now, these next two tracks are connected. First of all, I'm going to play for you a track by Big Tom. Now, Big Tom in his day was the equivalent of today's Daniel O'Donnell. No matter where Big Tom played with his group, the venues would be packed. Big Tom hailed from Castleblaney, or near Castleblaney in County Monaghan. This is a song that became synonymous with Big Tom. Wherever he played or sang, he had to play or sing this song. It tells the story of the little town in County Galway called Glenamaddy. The song is entitled Four Roads from Glenamaddy. And what I loved about Big Tom, he's no longer with us, he's gone to God, was his wonderful accent. Wherever he sang or whatever song he sang, he used his own Castleblaney accent, and I just think that's fabulous. Here's Big Tom.
Four country roads winding to a town in County Galway. Four country roads leading to the friends I left behind. Dusty roads winding to the town of Glenamaddy. Four dusty roads forever in the caverns of my mind. Once in a while I hear the sound of music in the winter night. I see now and then the trees where we shattered from the rain. Once in a while I see us walking home in the morning light. And oft are the times I long to see my hometown once again. Four roads from Glenamaddy, four roads that drift apart, heart. One country road led me to the schoolhouse by the meadow, and one country road to the churchyard where my mom and daddy lie. One dusty road where I strolled with a loved one in the shadow, and one dusty road that led me on my journey far away.
Tom, or Big Tom McBride, to give him his proper title, singing there his big hit, or one of his big hits, and Four Country Roads. He also had a wonderful hit with a song called Gentle Mother, and a number of big hits as well. But what I'm going to do for you now, I'm going to play for you a song by Declan Nerney. It's entitled The Ballad of Big Tom, and it tells us the story of the man himself.
Just outside Castle Blaney, in a town uncalled Amoy, Mrs. McBride, the midwife, cried, "You have a baby boy." No one took any notice what the wise old woman said. She said, "This child is special," as she dried the baby's head. More than 20 years had quickly passed, the boy was now a man, and only when they heard him sing did they understand the words that wise old woman spoke all those years before. The baby's name must now be Tom, and part of our folklore. They stood on stage beside him for many, many years. They shared lots of good times, some laughter and some tears. Ronnie, Seamus, Ginger, Henry, Cyril, John, with their magic beat, the mainliners, the band that backed Big Tom. They were on the road in 66, to Dublin did it go. It was arranged by RTE to play the show band show. A little song with 16 lines would change their lives forever. The first time on TV, Big Tom sang Gentle Mother. 10 years they were together, the dream come to an end. Big Tom farmed the Travelers to be his backing band. He sang in Fort Worth, Texas, this time he went by plane. But four roads to Glenamaddy brought him home again. They stood on stage beside him, playing their hits from way back then. It's a weary, weary world, and the roses bloom again. Kevin, Ken, Paddy, Harry, Packy, Sean, the last tune that we heard each night, we gotta travel on. Now in 89, the mainliners and Tom reformed again. Back to Castle Blaney and the G&R steam train. They said goodbye to three good friends as time kept moving on. John McCormick, John Mooney, and Cyril, who played trombone. I can't believe it's 50 years since I first heard Big Tom sing. The Carroll County accident to the same way you came in. So Big Tom, keep on singing, never mind old Father Time. If it's lonesome at your table, you're welcome here at mine.
Declan Nerney there telling us the story of Big Tom. Now we're going to change the style again completely. I'm going to play for you one of my favourite songs, sung by my favourite Irish male vocalist. Of course, regular listeners will know that Joe is now going to play a track by Ronan Tynan. This man has a wonderful voice. And he's singing for us that lovely song about Annie Moore, the young girl from Ireland who was the first girl through Ellis Island in 1892. And there she stood with all she carried in a bag and waiting to enter into the new world to start a new life, having left a sad life behind her on the Isle of Tears, waiting to get on to the Isle of Hope. This is a wonderful version, the best version of this song there is, sung for us by Ronan Tynan, and Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears. And once again, you really have to listen to the lyrics to get the story. And this song, you know, friends, never fails to move me.
On the first day of January 1892, they opened Ellis Island and they let the people through. The first to cross the threshold of the Isle of Hope and Tears was Annie Moore from Ireland, who was all of 15 years. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Fear. But it's not the isle I left behind, that Isle of Hunger, Isle of Pain, Isle you'll never see again. For the Isle of Home is always on your mind. In a little bag she carried all her past and history, dreams for the future in the land of liberty. But courage is the passport when your own world disappears. There's no future in the past when you're 15 years. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Fears. But it's not the isle I left behind, that Isle of Hunger, Isle of Pain, Isle you'll never see again. But the Isle of Home is always on your mind. When they closed down Ellis Island in 1943, 17 million people had come there for sanctuary. And in springtime when I came here and I stepped onto its piers, thought of how it must have been when you're only 15 years. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Peace. But it's not the isle I left behind, that Isle of Hunger, Isle of Pain, Isle you'll never see again.
well-deserved applause there, friends. But the Isle of Home is always on your mind. She must have been a brave little girl, Annie Moore from Ireland, all of 15 years. And now my favourite Irish ballad group, the Dublin City Ramblers and Irish Molly O.
Molly dear, did you hear the news that's gone around? Down in the corner of my heart, a loving place you found. And every time I gaze into your Irish eyes of blue, they seem to whisper, darling boy, my love is all for you. Oh, Molly, my Irish Molly, my sweet accushlet dear, I'm fairly off my trolley, my Irish Molly, when you were near. Dear, now don't be slow. Change your name, go on, begin, be girl, and I'll do the same, my Irish Molly, oh. Molly, dear, did you hear I furnished up the flat? Three little cosy rooms with baths and a welcome on the mat. It's £5 down and 2 a week will soon be out of debt. It's all complete except they haven't brought the cradle yet. Oh, Molly, my Irish Molly, my sweet accushlet dear, I'm fairly off my trolley, my Irish Molly, when you were near. Springtime, you know it's ringtime. Come dear, now don't be slow. Change your name, go on, get game, big or rough, and I'll do the same, my Irish Molly, oh. What all the neighbors say about the 100 sovereigns you have safely stored away. They say that's why I love you, ah, but Molly, that's a shame. If you had only 99, I'd love you just the same. Oh, Molly, my Irish Molly, my sweet accushlet dear, fairly off my trolley, my Irish Molly, when you were near. Springtime, you know it's ringtime, Molly, now don't be slow. Change your name, go on, begin, begorra, and I'll do the same, my Irish Molly, oh.
I've just played you my favourite Irish male vocalist, and now you know what's coming, don't you? I'm playing my favourite Irish female vocalist, Anne-Marie O'Riordan. She hails from County Cork. She's singing a beautiful song entitled Come Back to Abbey Field.
The golden corn is high, my love, where was winds whisper free, but I must take that lonely road that leads down to the sea. You sleep upon the towering hill where twilight shadows steal, and hear the wild winds whispering, come home to Abbeyfield. The New York lights are shining bright, our streets are cold and gray. A man must leave the dying hours to greet the newborn day. My memory roams wild and free as I wait an alien dawn of Mary T, who walked with me to greet the summer morn. Is that harvest moon still shining bright upon the fields' gold stream? Do stars or mean a halo lights up the meadows green? Do maidens glide the riverside and dance the forehand reel? And do lovers stray from Trasnoway near my town of Abbeyfield? Where are they now, that gallant band that fought with awesome skill? Brave Larry Ellen Hartnett, Bomber Foley from the hill. Oh, Donald Gahine and O'Rourke, I can but name a few. They made their stand, that freedom grand might hail the morning dew. The New York dawn is shining bright, her streets are cold and gray. My feet are on this city street, but my dreams are far away. Soon I fly that starlit sky, and when twilight shadows steal, then you walk with me in my memory near my town of Abbeyfield.
Anne-Marie O'Riordan and the beautiful song Come Home to Abbeyfield. You know, lately on the program, I've been playing some tracks by Phil Campbell. And I got an email from a listener who said, Joe, could you play more of Phil Campbell on Sounds Irish? She has a lovely voice. Now, I want to play for you now a song by Phil Campbell entitled My Own Dear Native Land. And I'm sure it echoes the feeling of many of those people who were leaving Ireland because of the famine.
Farewell, my own dear native land, for here I cannot stay. I am prepared to sail away, bound for America, to leave the land that gave my birth. It grieves my heart full sore. So fare thee well, dear Ireland, where the three-leaved shamrock grows. The ship she lies at anchor, being now ready for to sail. May heaven send our vessel safe with sweet and pleasant gale. And when I'm on the ocean wide, you'll all be in my mind. So fare thee well, dear Ireland, and all that I left behind. The tears flow freely from my eyes, my heart suppressed with woe. To think I'd leave my native land or be compelled to go. To see my old-aged mother, and it fills her heart, you know. To leave that sainted Ireland where the three-leaved shamrock grows. Hurrah, my boys, our sails are spread and the wind is blowing fair. Full speed to Castle Gardens, in a few days we'll be there. It's hard to part with all I love that's in my heart, you know. So fare thee well, dear Ireland, where the three-leaved shamrock
Now we're moving on from 1846 to the 1860s, and this is yet again one of my favourite Irish emigration songs. It tells the story of the man from Kilkelly in County Mayo, and it tells in letters that his father writes to him. He, the man, has gone, John, has gone to America to better himself because, well, the crop of potatoes was bad and there was nothing on the farm, and he left and he went to America. And his father wrote to him. Well, not quite. The schoolmaster wrote to him. You see, his father probably couldn't write, and his friend, the schoolmaster, the father's friend, the schoolmaster, would write the letters for the father. Every so often the father would write, and he would tell him all the news. And you know, there's a lovely line at the beginning, near the beginning of this song, that never fails to move me, and it's a real mother's plea. And it says, "Your mother says, don't work on the railroad, and perhaps you'll come home again soon." It tells a gorgeous story, and normally I would play the Kilkelly version of this, the group to Kilkelly, but I have a wonderful version by Mick Maloney and his interpretation of the story of John and what happened in Kilkelly, and he tells all what's been happening in the village while he's away. And in the last verse, and this is a true story, by the way, in the last verse, it's the schoolmaster writes and tells him that his father has died. And I do think this is one of the most wonderful emigration songs. And you know, friends, I'm not ashamed to tell you that the first time I heard this song, I shed tears. Here's Mick Maloney and Kilkelly.
Kilkelly, Ireland, 1860, my dear and loving son John.
your good friend, the schoolmaster, Pat McNamara, so good as to write these words down. Your brothers have all gone to find work in England. House is so empty and sad. The crop of potatoes is sorely infected, a third to a half of them bad. And your sister Bridget and Patrick O'Donnell are going to be married in June. Mother says not to work on the railroad, be sure to come on home soon. Ireland, 1817, my dear and loving son John. Hello to your missus and to your four children. May they grow healthy and strong. Michael has got in a wee bit of trouble. I suppose that he never will learn. As of the dampness, there's no turf to speak of, and now we have nothing to burn. And Bridget is happy, you name the child for her, although she's got six of her own. You say you found work, but you don't say what kind, when you'll be coming home. Sad news that your dear old mother has gone. We buried her down at the church in Kilkelly. Brothers and Bridget were there. You don't have to worry, she died very quickly. Remember her in your prayers. And it's so good to that Michael's returning with money, he's sure to buy land. For the crop has been poor and the people are selling at any price that they can. Ireland, 1890, my dear and loving son John. I suppose that I must be close on 80. It's 30 years since you're gone. Because of all of the money you sent me, I'm still living out of my own. Has built himself a fine house, and Bridget's daughters are grown. And thank you for sending your family picture, your lovely young women and men. They say that you might even come for a visit. What joy to see you again. Ireland,
my dear brother John. I'm sorry I didn't write sooner to tell you that Father passed on. He was living with Bridget, she says he was cheerful and healthy right down to the end. Now you should have seen him playing with the grandchildren of Pat McMurray, your friend. And we buried him alongside of Mother down at Kilkelly churchyard. He was a strong and a feisty old man, considering his life was so hard. And it's funny the way he kept talking about you, he called for you at the end. Oh, why don't you think about coming to visit? We'd all love to see you again.